Welcome to some of the weirdest news stories that we've encountered during 2012. My name's Phil Woodford, and in three short audiobook recordings, I'm going to remind you of some of the items that have lit up our news feeds in 2012 through their sheer absurdity. Like you, I'm a sucker for stories involving animals, and we've had no shortage over the past 12 months. It seems as if our four-legged friends have been doing their best to save our lives and also communicate with us. In November, we heard that a South Korean elephant by the name of Toshik has learnt to mimic the words spoken by his keepers and can say hello and good as well as sit down and lie down. Although quite why he'd want to tell us to sit or lie down, I don't know. I guess it won't be long before he's making his first trunk call. Not to be outdone, a beluga whale called Nok has also been chatting away, although we have to rely on a recording from 1984 as evidence. Interest had originally been sparked when a diver at the National Maritime Mammal Foundation in San Diego believed the talkative monodontidae was actually telling him to get out of a tank. It sounds a little like a script for a 1980s Star Trek spin-off movie. Some beasts are more helpful than others. In October 2012, it was reported that 18-year-old Aisha Perry of Sutton and Ashfield, England, was saved from choking by a karate chop from her dog Sheba. The teenager was reported in The Sun as saying, "She whacked me on the back with one of her huge front paws and the piece of chicken flew out." The blow was appropriately delivered by a Japanese Akita breed. The favour was returned to the animal kingdom by the aptly named Dr. Ben Waterfall, who found his tortoise drowning in a water bowl in southwest England. The determined medic performed 6 minutes of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and his pet called Atlas fully recovered. And on this animal theme, here's a question for you. Would you travel into New Delhi Airport from Bangkok with a 7-inch monkey in your trousers? One man was so desperate to secure onward transit for the 150-gram simian that he'd stuffed it down his underpants. So, what about the world of politics in 2012? Well, it won't surprise you to learn that some of the weirdest stories are associated with our elected representatives. Let's take with a pinch of salt the recent announcement that the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is now on Facebook. Let's focus instead on Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi. It's well known that he'd helped to secure the release of a young girl called Ruby the Heart Stealer from police custody by telling the officers she was related to Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. But we discovered this year in October that the eccentric billionaire actually believed it. So much so, in fact, that according to the Telegraph, he started chatting away to Mubarak about it at an official reception in Rome back in 2010. This is Phil Woodford's review of the year's weirdest news stories. Join me again soon for part two.